The provincial government made an initial offer of a 3.5% raise over 2 years to public sector unions in its opening offer in the latest round of collective bargaining negotiations, according to several unions. The BC General Employees Union, BCGEU, and other public sector unions publicized the figures on Friday, June 20, saying it was not enough. This is only the opening offer from the government, and negotiations continue. We have reiterated to the employer that any path to a tentative agreement must include a monetary offer that meaningfully addresses the affordability crisis facing public service workers, BCGEU said in a news release. The BCGEU represents core public service workers, but many unions are currently in negotiations. Several have reported the same offer. In total, 452,000 unionized public sector employees are renegotiating agreements in fields ranging from healthcare to education to social services. The last agreement expired on April 1, 2025. Those negotiations took place during a period of high inflation in the late stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, and unions struck a deal to give workers a raise of more than 14% over 3 years. This new initial offer is broken down into two wage increases each year, with unions being given an option in year one on how it is disbursed. Year one options include either 0.75% or 0.5% plus 15 cents per hour on April 1 and again on October 1. In year two, unions were offered 1% on April 1 and October 1. The Finance Ministry is responsible for negotiating, but would not comment on the offer, saying the ministry does not want to distract from the process, other than to provide a synopsis of the outside forces pressuring the government financially. Every round of negotiations has its challenges, the ministry said in a statement. The overriding challenge this year is the geopolitical and economic uncertainty that is already affecting our economy. Lynn Buchert, lead negotiator and secretary business manager for the Hospital Employees Union, released a statement calling on the government to live up to campaign commitments. We can't forget this government was re-elected last fall on a commitment to strengthen healthcare in this province, Buchert said. We also know that keeping and attracting healthcare workers is the best investment the province can make to improve healthcare for patients and residents. Unions are preparing counter-offers as negotiations continue this week.